Hey, thank you so much for your support for the Hit Zero podcast. Truly could not have done it without Anchor. Anchor has an incredible platform where you can record, edit, and distribute your podcast all from your phone. You guys would be surprised how many episodes I have done from start to finish and distributed it from my phone. It's really, really, really incredible. Now, what you have to do is you can either go to anchor.fm. That's their website. You can go there, you can get started, or you can download the Anchor app. It's available in all of the app stores that you can get for your phone, and you can start right away. And believe it or not, you can actually make money from your podcast, and you don't even have to have a certain amount of listeners. Just by having one listener, you can start to make money from your podcast. So if you're interested in making a podcast, check out anchor.fm or check out the app store, download Anchor, and I cannot wait to hear your first episode. Hey everybody, thanks for joining me. Although our show is typically geared towards cheerleading and cheer athletes, today's show is a little bit different. Earlier this morning, among a group of people, Kobe Bryant and his daughter were tragically killed in a helicopter accident. Today's episode, I want to talk to you guys about Kobe Bryant and the impact that he had in his sport and what we can learn from him as a leader in athletics to be better athletes ourselves. Kobe was regarded as one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And out of respect for Kobe, I want to share with you guys, so forgive me for reading, share with you his career highlights and his accolades and his accomplishments. And there are a lot of them. He was a five-time NBA champion, a two-time NBA Finals MVP. He was also the NBA MVP, 18-time All-Star, four-time All-Star MVP. He was 11-time first team, two-time second team, two-time third team, a nine-time all-defensive first team. He was a scoring champion for 2 years. He also won a dunk contest. He's had his number 8 and number 24 jerseys retired by the Lakers. He was a two-time gold medalist in the Olympics and is one of the top scorers in the history of the NBA. Now, although Kobe was a basketball player, and yes, basketball and cheer are extremely different, Kobe Bryant treated basketball and lived basketball in a way that we can learn from someone who is one of the greatest at their craft. Kobe had 10 rules for success that I want to share with you. When we watch interviews of people that knew Kobe personally, people that had played with him, people that had been coached by him, a lot of people talk about his work ethic and his success on the court. And his 10 rules for success are easily seen to be applicable to the court. But I feel like they're applicable to other sports as well, and even to our lives. And so I want to share with you Kobe's 10 rules for success. Number 10 is achieve greatness. Number 9, be driven. Number 8, protect your dreams. Number 7, keep going. 6, challenge yourself to grow. 5, find your passion. 4, be a long-term thinker. 3, learn from your failures. 2, outwork your potential. And 1 is to have a champion's mentality. Now, it's easy for us to take a second and think about these 10 rules for success and how they could apply to not only our cheer life, but life in general. Kobe was one of the best to ever do his sport. And as athletes, when looking to be successful in what you do, success leaves clues. Champions have things about them, whether it's the same sport or different sports, that we can learn from and implement into our own lives and our own athletic careers to be successful just like they are. So whether you've watched Kobe play, or you're young and you don't really know much about Kobe, one thing I would urge you to do is to truly take a moment and read into some of the things that he did through his career. And take Kobe's 10 rules for success, and at bare minimum, just pick one that really resonates with you whether it's outwork your potential, whether it's challenge yourself to grow, you know, or even just the mindset of achieve greatness. I think we can all learn something from Kobe Bryant that will help us to grow into not only better athletes, but better people as well. And so our episode is rather shorter, and not wanting to spend too much time mourning the loss, but more celebrating the lessons that we learned from Kobe, celebrating his career and his life, and trying to remember the amazing impact that he had, not only in athletics, but for the world. And so with that, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant.